Joined here by Steve Torrance, who is the Top Fuel winner, the driver of the Cavco Contractors Top Fuel Dragster, 2018 NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series champion, as well as the winner here at the World Finals. He has completed what is arguably the most dominant performance in Top Fuel the last quarter century plus, the first time anybody has ever gone undefeated in the NHRA countdown, winning 24 straight rounds of elimination in basically every way possible. You've won them spinning the tires, you've won them blowing them up in the lights, you've won them on hole shots, you've won them out running people, and it speaks, I guess, volumes to the fabric of your team.
Yeah, it's truly been unbelievable. You know, to go out and do what those Cavco boys have accomplished is solely just by the grace of the good Lord, because we've won some rounds that we probably shouldn't have won. We've been in the right place, and you know, it goes back to Charlotte, first round there against the Greek, and it goes out and rattles the tires, and I pedal it, and we're able to get that round win. And then today, the exact same scenario, and after we got that round win, it was a quick, fast way to get the jitters out and just go back to racing. So we're truly blessed to be able to do what we're doing. This morning we did the NHRA show, whatever it was, where we went up there, and it was, I looked to my left and here's Don Perdomo. I looked to my right and there's Tody Schumacher and John Force, and I'm like, why am I here? These guys are badasses, and I guess they needed somebody to pick on. But to do what we've done, you know, we're the first ones to ever do it. We're going to be in the history books, and we wanted to come here and do this. We wanted to set that precedence, and we have. It's all because of the hard work those guys have put in, and nobody can beat us. They can only tie us now. So that's a pretty cool stat to put behind your name. This year has been, you know, somebody coined it as the redemption tour, and I don't know where that came from, but I mean, it was okay. We just came out and wanted to go four rounds every time we came to the racetrack, and Richard Hogan, Bobby Lagana, every one of those guys right there, they didn't make mistakes. They did their job. They gave me the confidence to drive that car that I best possibly could. It's pretty cool to look and see what the final round was. I didn't realize that. I just knew it was close. I could hear him the whole way. I felt like I'd crushed the tree. I rolled it in a little bit. It was final round. We didn't have to have lane choice. And the confidence that I've seen build in Richard this year, every round of every race, and then just leaning in there, turning those knobs, adjusting that timer, watching that track, and not only him but Bobby for coming back and making the track calls and relaying it to Richard. It's neat to watch, because that guy probably wasn't the most confident, but he's very, very talented, and I believed in him in 11 when we started this team, and I've believed in him the whole time. I had a little vacation for him because my dad was hard to deal with one time, but he came back after vacation, and we've had a very unique friendship, working relationship, and this is what happens when you hire a man to do his job and stick with him and support him, and that's what all those guys have done. Richard, he gets spun out pretty easy, so Bobby does a really good job of keeping everything smooth and working well with the guys, and it's been a recipe for success.
There was this fun novelty element of you racing your dad when we were in Phoenix early in the season, and that really morphed into something totally different over the course of the year. The round against your dad today was one of the tightest rounds you had. I mean, he chased you right out the gate.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people really thought, oh, yeah, Billy's going to go up there and give the kid the round, and hopefully they'll quit thinking that, because we raced quite a few times this year. It's crazy. Before this year, we'd only raced once, and it was at Indy, and his brake rotor broke or fell off or something, and then they're like, oh, they rigged that deal. And then every race we've had since has been pretty dadgum tight. I caught a little crap on social media from some of those keyboard crew chiefs about Vegas, but he put a hole out, torched ahead, and blew the motor up. I mean, that's a hell of a way to throw a race, is to spend about $40,000. So today we went out and we went for it. He missed the tree a little bit. He's been on the tree all weekend, and I knew him. I've grown up with my dad. He's the one that introduced me to this sport, and I'm very competitive. I'm very driven to win, and I get that from my dad. So when we go up there and put those helmets on, he's no different than the dadgum monster in the closet. I'm trying to kill him. And he's the same with me. And I've said it time and time again, that's for bragging rights. Because when I go home, I live across the street and work with that man every day. And all the guys at Capco, they're not going to cut me no slack. They're like, how come you got your butt kicked by a 60-year-old man that doesn't even race all the time?
Steve.
Bobby, do you have a question?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
You've said every year how tough it is. You've set the bar continually high every year about how you're going to top one year for the next. Kind of hard to top this one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know, it's just been surreal, the year that we've had. I compared it to the year that I had in Alcohol Dragster. We went to 13 races, 11 finals, and won 9 of them. And we've surpassed that in a much more difficult class at a much more difficult time, when I think that as far as either Top Fuel or Funny Car, the competition level, the parity, is stronger than it's ever been at any point in time. I mean, JR goes out there and dominates. I heard they said he was in 23 of the 24 rounds of the countdown. I'm happy to see him win. What we had to do was we had to win every round. Clay Milliken and that whole team over there with Grubby, those guys were like knocking on the door trying to beat it down, and we were able to just stay focused and driven and come out with it. And then, I mean, you got guys like Tony Schumacher. That guy's won everything there is to win numerous times, and you know, he's in the record books forever. When you go up there, the final round, the final race of the season, needing to win one round to sweep the countdown, and that guy's in the other lane, you're like, oh crap. But It just goes back to like what I said. It's confidence in those boys that work on that car, and it builds confidence in myself driving it. I went up there and did my job, and we were able to come out with a win.
You know, and some people might know this, but you battled against cancer, and you're a survivor. In some ways, did that battle shape you into the competitor that you are out here, the never quit, never die, never stop attitude?
Yeah, I'm sure. The thing is, it happened so early in life. I was 17, so I mean, you know, I've always been very competitive since I was a kid, but that changed me as a person drastically, I would think. Just to I approach situations a lot different than I probably would if I wouldn't have went through that, and I get criticized a lot for being vocal and speaking my mind and saying things that people don't like. Well, I'm not politically correct. I'm going to tell you what I think, and if you don't like it, hell with you, because I'm doing what I want to do, and you should do what you want to do. And you know, this ain't a bunch of dreamers out here. This is, you go out here, you work hard, you make your own way. I go to work. I'm going to be at work, well, Wednesday, because I got to fly home Tuesday because of the banquet. But I go to work and work my tail off to come out here and race. We do this as a family. And, you know, that I'm given the opportunities that I'm given because of my parents' hard work and the blessings that God has given us and what we do to keep out here. So I've steered all the way around that question. But, yeah, I think that going through some of the trials and tribulations that I have in life has molded me into the person that I am. And I like who I am. I think that maybe I could, you know, have a little bit of a filter sometimes that might help me. But I say what I think and think what I say, and I'll stand behind it.
Don't change.
I'm probably not.
One last question before we let you go. The industry presented you with what amounts to a championship belt, which they've never given to anybody before. It's a pretty cool piece that denotes all the races you won. A neat surprise or what?
Yeah, how cool is that? You know, this thing, it's got, I looked at it because it had 8 spots on it, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing here. But it's got all the 6 races of the countdown. It's got the 2018 Top Fuel World Champion, and then down there in the very bottom it says, how about them Capco boys? Leave it up to my dumb ass to say some kind of term like that, and it sticks with me. you know, Al Rondon from Coca-Cola, Mellow Yellow, that guy has become a good friend of mine. And I enjoy every Sunday getting to see him. He don't come to all of them. But I try to find him and look him up if he does. And it's fun to round that corner down there, see him standing there in that white shirt with the Mellow Yellow logo on it. And he and I have a little special deal that we do, and we count down the rounds. And for the last six races, we've got to count them all down. And I think he was the man that spearheaded this. It's a huge accomplishment, and it's an honor to be able to receive something like this from somebody that stands behind our sport so well, sees what we're doing out here, recognizes the hard work, and is just a good man. So this is really special, and pretty thoughtful that he did something like that.
Congratulations on your incredible success.
Thank you very much.